Glory to God. This is Wonder in Reality. Jesus Christ is alive, and He is Lord and God. Amen. The last two messages were very serious in nature, you know, of really, really serious topics. And so I want to look at the big picture in our walk with Jesus. This message is for people who know Jesus, for people who don't know Jesus. Someone once said to me, remember to look at the big picture. It's a good, really good advice. Our walk with Jesus, okay, a walk with Jesus, this is what humans were born to do. It can't be put into words. There's a mystery about it, but yet a reality that we can walk with Him today, and that it's super off the charts positive. You know, it's easy, it's simple, it can be wonderful. It's glorious, it's what we were meant to do. And yes, it's serious, that's part of it. I mean, definitely, it's serious for those who are saved. It's serious for those who are not. Our eternity depends on it. Our eternity of where we're going to be, heaven or hell, right? And also, how we will be judged. You know, the famous parable of the talents. Three men, they were given different levels. Essentially, you know, one way to look at it is they're given a certain amount of spiritual, revelation and a, you know, certain ministry that God wants them to have. And it's up to them what they do with it. You know, that's just one way to look at it. Again, that parable, really, we should just read it and let the Holy Spirit teach us. You know, and let me say this too. I've touched on this often. A walk with Jesus is glorious and wonderful. The Lord Jesus Himself, so glorious and beautiful and majestic and so gentle, and the loving, merciful Savior, the Good Shepherd. I want to build hunger in all of us, including myself, but and for eternity we will be in awe of Him and our great and awesome God Almighty. Glory. The Father God Almighty. Glory. This walk with Jesus, a walk with Jesus, and Jesus Himself and the Trinity, all of this cannot be put into words. There are no words. I almost want to say selah, you know, that I believe that means pause, you know, really ponder this, really, you know, meditate on this. That I almost want to stop right there and just say, but yet Jesus wants us to occupy, to do His work, to continue, you know, there's so much to do. Okay, I want to hone in. You know, this series, The Glory of the Lord. I gave two messages that are real serious about how we should fear the Lord and how the Holy Spirit is so important, and so we should just have reverence for both the Holy Spirit and the Father and Jesus. Amen, amen. We could give billions and trillions of messages. We could have trillions of years on the earth, and we will never even begin to fathom how wonderful our great and awesome God is. And so there's never a time where we should be, you know, bored or anything like that, or that, you know, we should be pursuing Him and what He's called us to do. He has a ministry for everyone. He has a ministry for you. Wonder and Reality, one of our missions is that we want you, anyone who's listening to these messages, we want you to fulfill your calling, to fulfill your ministry, to be fulfill everything God wants you to do. We both spiritually, you know, in your walk with Him, and then also in ministry, where it's actually practical ministry. There's two areas of ministry, and perhaps I'll give some messages about that. But if you just Google, you know, pastor, teacher, evangelist, that's in Ephesians. That's the fivefold ministry. And then there's in 1 Corinthians, I believe it is, it's about administrations and helps. And everyone has a ministry that God wants them to have. And we want people to get to you know, to do better things than we're doing, to go out and do greater things. We want you to get the most awesome. You could be somebody who gets the most awesome revelation of Jesus Christ and walks with Him and power, and, you know, that could happen. You could be that person. God's looking for people. He wondered that there's no intercessor, and He looked for someone to stand in the gap. So much to do. So many wonderful things to pursue. The main thing is the Lord Himself. Jesus Himself. That I want to give you one practical example. Kenneth Hagin is a patriarch of the faith. And if you don't know about him, please look him up. He's in heaven now, but his books, from what I've heard and the stats are, that he's got like 80 million books, 70, 80 million books in print. And here's something someone told me once about his ministry. He did not sit down and write these books. He gave messages and people transcribed them and put them into books. So here's the point. Kenneth Hagin just walked with Jesus Christ. Period. That's what he did. Every day, he walked with Jesus. And he did what Jesus told him to do. He was a prophet and also did evangelism, I believe. And he had a lot of meetings all over the U.S. You know, he would go to cities and have crusades. And, you know, he worked hard. He had crusades, but he didn't, you know, try to push it and make it work. And that's the key. You know, great man of God, another great man of God said, if you have to push it, it has to die. If you have to work it, and if you have to really, you know, just try to make it happen, that's not God. You know, if it's God, it's going to happen, and it's going to just take off on its own. And so what do we do then? Walk with Jesus every day. Today, walk with Him and seek Him with our whole heart. Seek Him and seek Him with our whole heart. Love Him with all we have. And everything falls into place. Amen. Just do your best to walk with Him, and God takes care of the rest. He will. And you, again, you could be someone who, if you know, you could have, start a podcast, write books, have messages, have meetings, and have touched thousands, tens of thousands, many, many people or more, millions. I mean, you could be someone who does this. And so that's what one of our missions. We want to convey these things, the glorious things that the Lord Jesus has showed me and us, our ministry. We just finishing up, we're in a real phase of we're a nonprofit now. We 501c3. We've got a great board and spirit-filled people that are leaders of our ministry. And we're in the state of Tennessee in the USA. And we'd love to hear from you. Hello at wonderreality.org. But blessings. More soon.